I hear very little today spoken of in the churches about humility. Yet, if we study Philippians chapter 2, we understand that we are to imitate Jesus' humility. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11 reads, "In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." We see in this picture that Jesus took on the character of total humility, a servant to others, deserving or not. He was obedient to the Father, giving up his own position as the Son of God, and that it was this very humility that led to his reward. We are being asked to have the same mindset, to make it our goal, to make it an effort to practice humility, to love others above ourselves, to care for others deeply, to consider our neighbor's needs above our own. And in this humility, in this obedience, we too will find our reward. Having a mindset requires practice and determination. It requires that we set our thoughts on the life of Christ, and it requires that we imitate, that we work, that we push to develop a consciousness of care and concern for others. This week, let us love others as Christ has loved us. Let us strive towards humility. Let us know that God will take care of us, and this empowers us to spend our time taking care of others. Be a caregiver, be a lover of others, and have a great week.